Simon Reish Bem Zayin. The halacha of sending a letter through a Goyish Shliach, a Goyish messenger, for Shabbos. This halacha plays out halacha l'maisa nowadays with putting letters in the mail during the week, whether on Erev Shabbos or before Shabbos. So let's pay attention to what it says over here in Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says that Yid could send a letter in the hand of a Goyish messenger. He can even send it with him on Erev Shabbos, im chashecha, close to Shabbos. Shabur explains, as long as the guy leaves the Yid's house before Shabbos, and it's as long as you don't tell him specifically they should travel and deliver on Shabbos, as long as the guy knows he's being paid, there's a fixed amount that you made up with him that you're going to be paying him for his work. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, even if you're not fixed the exact amount, as long as you make clear to him that he's going to get a fair payment for his work, a fair salary, a fair payment for his work, that's good enough. And the guy could travel, and the guy could deliver the mail on Shabbos, as long as you do not tell him he has to on Shabbos, or his choice that he chooses to go on Shabbos, that's good enough. You cannot tell him that he must deliver on Sunday and give it to him on Friday if it's something which takes 2 days to deliver, because then it's obvious that you're telling him basically he has to travel on Shabbos, or if it's a 3-day trip, you cannot tell him it must be delivered on Monday. But if you give him enough time that he could choose not to travel on Shabbos, and it's his choice that he's traveling on Shabbos, then it's fine. As long as it's katzis le'damim, you made up with him the amount that you're going to be paying him, or at least that you assured him that he's going to get paid a fair amount. Now, that's all if you made up with him that you're going to be paying him, or that he knows he's going to get paid a fair amount. What if it's loy katzis? What if you did not make up to pay him? So then the Shulchan Aruch differentiates that if it's loy kviya beidar b'masa, if the post office in town is not always open, so to speak, if the mailman in the town that you're sending him to make the delivery in, is not always around, not always available, then the Mechaber says you cannot even send the mail to Goy Shliach even on Sunday. Because it could be the local postman will not be around, will not be available, and this Goy Shliach will be traveling around that town up to and including Shabbos trying to find the postman. He'll still be going around with your letter on Shabbos. As opposed to it's Kfir Beidar B'Masa, if the postman or the mail is always available there in that town, then you can send even on Erev Shabbos as long as there's enough time a Goyish messenger can reach that town and get into that town and get to the first house within the fenced-in or walled-in town before Shabbos. This is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we're more strict over here than we are by other halachos, but since this Goyish Shliach is walking around with a letter that's Yid's handwriting, it's Ksav Leder Shei Yisrael that he's carrying, so if he's still walking around with this letter on Shabbos trying to find the postman, so it's going to look like the Yid told him to work for him on Shabbos. The Yid told him to go and try to deliver the letter on Shabbos. Because he's walking around with a letter with the Yid's handwriting in it, that's why it is stricter. There's also talking about a case here where the guy is going to have to find the postman and bring it to him. However, let's say it's as such that he can bring it straight to the house of the person that's supposed to go, though he doesn't have to go through the local postman or post office in between. The guy shliach will just go to the town where it's being delivered to and bring it straight to the house of the person it's supposed to go to. This is machlokes achronim. If in this case sole concern exists that maybe he won't find him in his house, he'll still be searching for him in town on Shabbos, or not. And Mishnah Berurah seems to machria, based on what he finds in the Pirush of Ben Chananel that recently come out in the times of the Chofetz Chaim, that we can make all such a case. And he could deliver it to the town and bring it to the house of the person who it's meant to be sent to. Since there's no postman in between, we're not afraid that he's not going to find the person he's supposed to bring it to. Mr. Burr says if you tell him clearly that he does not have to give it directly to the person he's bringing it to, he can give it to anyone in his family, then it's for sure good enough. We don't have to worry that no one in the family is going to be home, and there's no problem with giving it to him, even by loy katzis, even if you did not make up an exact salary with him, and did not make up exactly that you're going to pay him, even if it's not kviya beidar b'masa, we know that he's going to make the delivery in time before Shabbos. Now the Ramah says that, not like this Mechaber, the Mechaber says if it's loy katzis, if you did not make up an amount clearly that you're going to pay with the shliach, since loy kviya beidar b'masa, you cannot send a letter even on Sunday, because maybe he's going to be searching around town, even on Shabbos, trying to find the postman, trying to find the, you know, who takes care of the post office. The Ramah argues and says that as long as you send it anywhere from Thursday and earlier, it's fine. It's only if you're sending it on Erev Shabbos that we have this concern. It's close to the Shabbos, then it's going to look like he's a shliach of the Yid to be going around on Shabbos, looking for the mailman in that town, looking for the postman in that town. But if you send it anywhere, Sunday through Thursday, and you did not tell him to go on Shabbos, and there's enough time that technically he can make it to the town before Shabbos, then it's good enough. And we aren't worried about the fact that maybe the Kfiyah Beidar is not Kavua. However, when it's Kfiyah Beidar and Masa, when the postman does have a clear location, can always be found, and even the Mechaber agrees, you can send it even on Erev Shabbos. And if it's Katzatz, if he has a clear amount that he's being paid, the mailman is clear that now he's working for himself, then it's mutter in all cases as long as you do not require him to do work for you on Shabbos.